This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Logan Shannon, in for Virginia Prescott. In Hollywood, getting noticed by a director, a producer, or a casting agent is a good thing. But for an extra, getting noticed can actually get you kicked off a set. Extras, or background actors, as they prefer to be called, are meant to blend in, to make scenes feel authentic without distracting from the real stars. It's a menial job, the pay is lousy, and it's rare for an extra to make the jump from the background to the spotlight. But for an elite group of background actors, it's a pretty sweet job. Freelance writer Hillel Aaron wrote about the sometimes lucrative job of being an extra in Hollywood for LA Weekly, and Virginia started the conversation by asking what separates the haves from the have-nots in the world of professional extras.
Yeah, that's right. There's a small group of extras that are in the union, the Screen Actors Guild, and within that group, there are extras that work almost exclusively on commercials, and they get paid quite a bit of money. And it's really, like everything in Hollywood, it's really just who you know, the directors and the assistant directors and the producers that you're friends with, or you've just worked with them a lot, and they know you're kind of reliable and, you know, low maintenance. And, some of these guys can make, $40,000, $50,000, even $100,000 a year.
So that's union scale, but it's not as if people just get paid hourly. There's this kind of, Byzantine
exactly.
system.
There's this very complicated ladder of payment. A SAG actor working on a commercial will get $342 for the first 8 hours. For hours 9 and 10, that goes to time and a half. And then starting in hour 10, that's double time. And then starting with hour 16, you go into what they call golden time, where you get $342 an hour.
Wow.
And now, if that's not enough, on weekends, most of that is doubled. And you get little bumps for bringing a car, for bringing an extra set of clothes, for working in the rain, working in smoke. So it's not unheard of to work for a day or two and get $7,000, $8,000.
Wow, not bad. But you talk to a lot of actors who do work on commercials. Is it similar in the film extra world?
Not at all. The film extra world typically pays minimum wage, and even the union actors don't get paid nearly as much on films as they do on commercials. TV shows in particular are bad because they're hardly ever overtime, because the productions on TV shows are kind of well-oiled machines with people that work together every day.
I would think that on a commercial, you might actually like to push it a little bit and make it a longer shoot.
Absolutely. You don't hear people complaining when it goes in overtime, that's for sure.
Well, union background actors are a pretty elite group, and some of them that you spoke to didn't even want to give you their names. What, for fear of being found out, or, someone's going to catch on that they're making this much money?
I think that's right. I think people just sort of have their head down and are getting hired day after day, and they're afraid that if their name gets out, people will say, "Oh, well, he doesn't need a check. He's making plenty of money."
Wow.
And I think some of the extras that I talked to in the end wished they hadn't talked to me.
So, how do background actors gain entry into SAG-AFTRA?
That is a complicated question. There are two ways you can get a speaking part in a commercial, film, or TV show, or you can work on three union jobs. You get sort of bumped from non-union to union status, and that it's very complicated, the things that have to fall into place for that to happen. But again, it's largely who you know. If you're friends with an assistant director that works a lot, it can happen in a few months easy. If maybe you're an attractive girl, it can happen rather easily. For other people, it maybe wouldn't happen so easily.
You're giving us a bit of a lesson in how the industry works, as they say in L.A., but I'm just wondering about how, wouldn't the lust for profits make more productions, commercial productions in this case, non-union? How does it work there?
Yeah, I actually kept asking people, you know, why the contract for commercials were so good, and no one could really tell me why. As close as I could figure it, you know, it comes down to who's paying. If Paramount Pictures is paying for everything, then the incentive is to try to keep the cost down. But if Coca-Cola is paying for things, maybe people aren't as you know, tight-fisted.
So what can you tell us about the history of extras and unions in the film industry?
Yeah, there have been extras in movies for almost as long as there have been movies. People used to, you know, literally drive up to studio gates, and or I guess not drive, they'd maybe walk or take the rail car, but they used to walk up to the gates of movie studios, and assistant directors would come out and just point to people. And there are all these stories about the way Cecil B. DeMille treated his hundreds of extras, which not very well. If you were lucky, you'd get a dollar a day in lunch.
And now you talk to people who were saying, it's like stealing. You know, we get fed every half hour and we make so much money.
Yeah. And again, I mean, those are sort of the small minority. The I don't know, you might even call them the 1%, if you will. there are plenty of other extras that are out there struggling, that you know, under poor treatment, or just you know, with these lofty ambitions that aren't getting met. So still plenty of people struggle, but yeah, I think it's safe to say that once SAG, actually initially the extras formed a union called the Screen Extras Guild, but they were never really financially sustainable, and eventually SAG-AFTRA kind of absorbed them. And but really, I think once Central Casting was born, treatment started to get better. Central Casting is kind of the extras casting agency. It was, for a while, it was the first and only extras casting agency. Now it's just the biggest. But once they started to operate, treatment of extras began to get better. So Central Casting is where you go and say, I'm filming a wedding. I need 50 old-looking Jewish guys.
Well, Hillel, thank you so much for giving us a little behind-the-scenes look at Hollywood extras.
No problem. Thank you.
Hillel Aaron there speaking with Virginia Prescott about his article for LA Weekly, Some Hollywood Extras Suffer, But Others Are Rolling in It. You can find a link to the article at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.